Dutch company EasyTravel, which is creating a storytelling platform. And today I want to speak with you about storytelling and multimedia and the place of museum in this story. So, in the beginning, let me show you a short introduction video about multimedia guides.
Object. Its story could be told in a very simple way, or very much more interestingly. That's what we call multimedia content, and it can be played on a regular smartphone. It's convenient for the visitor, he's using his own phone which he knows best, and it's so convenient for the museum, there's no need to maintain special equipment. What's not convenient for the visitor is continually downloading new applications every time he goes to a new museum. Gone is the struggle to learn new interfaces. There's an obvious solution. The visitor should have just one application of his own choice and a simple way to download any museum content into this application. And that is not all. Usually museums only focus on the objects that they keep inside. Even though there are plenty of objects in the city around the museum which closely relate to it and its collection, your museum could create outdoor audio tours which naturally progress into your main exhibition space. And that is a very good way to attract more visitors. Well, now that is...
So, now let's speak a little bit more detailed. So, when we're speaking about developing open platform for storytelling, we believe that every museum should be able to create their own stories and tell them to anyone, anywhere, without technological barriers. What I mean? What is the ways to create your multimedia guide or audio guide in your museum? There are two main possibilities. You can buy or develop your own app, and unfortunately, only big or large museums can do it because it needs a lot of money. And you know, MoMA Museum or Guggenheim Museum spend 100,000 or even million euros to develop their own app. There are only few museums can do it. Or you can use open and free storytelling platform to create the same. What is open platform? Let's see in details. The good news that each of you are use open platforms for last decades. And of course, every museum have a website, and last decade you use many social media, and if you see that website brings you thousands of users, social media can bring you millions of users. But let's see, for example, YouTube. It is for video services. Facebook for many information. Twitter for short messages. Instagram or Flickr for images. Why not to create the platform for storytelling, for telling stories to people? And we believe that audio guide is just another platform in this list of open platforms. What is it? What does it consist of? The open platform for storytelling usually consists of two main parts. First of them is a content management system, which allows you to upload your audio, video, text, pictures, quizzes, etc. and see the statistics. And the mobile applications for different platforms for the visitor, which visitor have in their own smartphone. If you are speaking about mobile application, which usually you're interested in, what main features you need to satisfy your visitor? Of course, it should be multi-platform, Windows, iOS, Android, web. It should work online and offline to save money for roaming. It should have GPS afterplay for outdoor tours. It should be multilingual. Support QR codes, support sharing possibilities, have a statistic about usage of the content. And do you still want to develop such application yourself? Or you can get it for free in open platforms. And it's important to mark that it is really easy, because when you're creating audio guide, you have many barriers, like technical barriers, financial, usability, etc. With open platforms, all these barriers are cancelled. And the only one barrier you have is creating really high quality content. And please, mark that you need to focus on content creation, not technological creation. Why the content is so important, and why you can separate it from the technological side. Let's see, for example, stories of classical music. 100 years ago, you listen it on this device, gramophone. Next, on the tape. Last decades on CD, then MP3. And now all music are available on the cloud on services like Spotify or iTunes. But the stories are not changed, or music are not changed. They're changing only the technology you listen to. And the really good content should outlive any technologies. So when you're investing in the content, you have no risks because technological changed and you can spend your money and this technology will die after 2 years. But the content will outlive for the 100 years. Let's speak now about why good stories matter and what is it. It's easy to imagine that and today and for example thousands of years ago, people sit in the evening around the fire camp and telling stories, telling some story of the day or legends. And it's true that many legends came from the thousands of years for nowadays by word of mouth. And it is important to understand which stories are good and which stories are not, because some stories live thousands of years, but some are forgotten after 5 minutes. It is not so easy, but let's try to define some simple criteria of good stories. Of course, it should be relevant to the listener. It means do not try to say your story in Chinese for the people who speak only in English. It should have a purpose why you say this story. The story should trigger emotions. It should be fun or it should be angry. Anyway, but emotions helps to remember the story. The story should be told in the right place and the right time. And here, the technologies really can help you. I'll show you a little bit later about it. Story need to have a good storyteller. It's really important. And the most unclear one, but the stories should be passed on. It means that when you listen story, you need to have this ability to retell. It should be easy to paste on. And the importance of story, that storytelling is the most powerful way to touch one's deepest emotions. And that's why they're remembering and retelling in years. Now I want to show you some examples of good stories. Maybe it's not the best, just some different cases made by some museums. Let's see it.
Come into the Pergamon Museum, and I'm one of the first inside, which I think is going to be a good thing because I can see these exhibits without lots of people in the way. And as you come up the stairs from the cloakroom and turn right, and there, towering above you, unbelievable, is the Ishtar Gate of Babylon. And I'm just looking at it now because there are all sorts of animals on it, horned creatures. There's a lion up there, but it's very, very high. It's in dark blue tiles with the animals, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 15, 18, about 30 animals all in relief. And it's just...
So, this story was made very easy way. The guy take just microphone and go inside museum and told his emotion what he see. And that's why this story are really emotional and takes your attention because of this. Wow, it's so beautiful, etc. Why not? These emotions are very important. Another example of child stories, because as I told, stories should be different for different types of listener, for adult, for kids, many languages. Let's see.
Constantine has a city built. Wow, there's so much to see in this tapestry. That's why we chose it. Where do we start? With the dog. Can you see it? It's under the table. It's lifting its nose up to a piece of parchment that seems to be tickling its forehead. The group of people around the table are looking at the picture illuminated by the little man. Look at it carefully. Can you see what the drawing is of? It's an imposing building that looks like a church with its tower. But what is actually happening? To find the answer, you need to look at the group with a horseman at the back, talking with some men on foot. Some columns have been knocked down behind them. They are from Roman temples that have just been destroyed. New buildings are being erected to replace them on the orders of the Emperor Constantine. Can you see the building with scaffolding and a ladder on the facade? It hasn't been finished yet. Speaking of Constantine, is he in the tapestry? Can you see him? Yes, he's obviously the one in the middle of the tapestry wearing a crown of laurels. You will see him looking the same in all of the...
So, you see, absolutely different approach. And for kids, it is not important to tell some encyclopedical article how it was painted, what is it. You see, it started from the dog under the table, because for kids it's the most attractive object on the painting. This example just showed to you different approach, different ways to attract attention of your visitors. And now I want to back a little bit to the technological side and about right place and right time of stories. I want to share with you some example in the city of Geneva, which we created 1 year ago. What is it? First of all, we have created outdoor tour. As you remember, I told you that in storytelling platform you can create not only museum audio guide, but city outdoor tours. And we have created outdoor tours through old city, which comes from main museums of the city. And then we go to each museum and propose to use our platform to attract more visitors from the street inside the museum. And first museum is Rath Museum, has developed the audio guide in only 2 weeks, and it's the one big plus of open platforms. You don't need any specific equipment or difficult technologies. You just take microphone, make a record, upload everything to content management system, and publish to the visitors. It takes only 2 weeks to create audio guide in 3 languages for adults and kids. And then all other museums are connected. And when it was done, we found a synergy effect, because the guided tour invites travelers to visit each museum on the route. And when visitor came, for example, in Art Museum, because the application shows all museum and all tours in one app, we can say, only 200 meters City Museum and 300 meters in Barbier Müller Museum. I can go there, it is close to me. And we have feedback from director of Barbier Müller Museum that after they publish an audio guide and open platform, more visitors became visit museums because they now learn about their museum in the city tour or in the biggest art museum. So the synergy of open platform really works. To finish my presentation, maybe you have a question. Is it work or not? Is it sustainable solution or not? Because each time when you select the technology, it is some dangerous. Maybe this technology will die after 1 year, and what I will do. In open platform, you have no risks because you have no investing to the technology. You are investing in your content. And you can use this content in any system. This one, next one, any you want. But anyway, just to make evidence that it works, We started our platform 1 year ago only, and already now 300 museums all over the world publish their tours, and 700 city tours were published. It is 15,000 of stories, 100,000 of app users, and 500,000 stories are played. So it works. Just join to open platforms, open your content, and engage your visitors. Thank you.